Begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Peihei. We begin two lines up from the top of the Yomid, but the Gemara continues discussing the theme that we left off in the previous daf, which is that the Mishnah on the previous daf said that there's a certain exception to the lachas of klayim, that one is allowed to plant five different types of seeds, although that's generally concerned with klayim, of planting different types of seeds in one area, if it's at least six tvachim squared. That way you can have four different seeds on the four walls of the perimeter of the field, and one in the center, thereby you'll be having a differentiation between the different seeds, and there's no problem with climb. So the Gemara asks, from where do we know this source to show that if five seeds in the area of a field of six squared, tvachim is not going to be a problem of climb? So the Gemara brought a pasuk, and from each word that said regarding sprouting in the pasuk, the Gemara counted another one, and ultimately we found five different allusions to it, and that's how we see that you could have five different seeds in one garden patch. But then the Gemara asks that how does the Rabbanan know that, okay, we know you could have five different seeds in one garden patch, how do they know that that's in the area of six tvachim squared? And that the Gemara answered that the Rabbanan knew with their knowledge of science and of agriculture, they knew that that's the area that they don't derive nourishment from each other. If there's at least a three tvachim space from the middle one to all the other seeds, and the other ones, since there's, we could tell that they're going different directions, that's not a problem. But the main idea was, since they knew that that separation is each one only goes up to a tefach and a half in either direction, and therefore when you have three tvachim from the middle one to all the perimeter walls, therefore it's never going to be connecting from nourishment. That's why there's no problem. And that the Gemara begins in today's daf and asks, where do you know that this, the Rabbanan, know their knowledge of science and agriculture, that it's something? In other words, they know that the measurement of nourishment is three tefachim. That is, each one derives up to a tefach and a half in distance. And the question is, how do we know that they know this knowledge scientifically to rely on it and to say that they're proficient in this science of the work of the earth, to know how far nourishment reaches, and that we shouldn't wonder and say, wait, who told mankind how far each tree or each plant goes ahead and nourishes from the ground? How can they know this? And that the Gemara says, Dan Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yechanan, there's a pasuk, Maidach Siv, that it says in the pasuk in Devarim, you should not move the boundary of your neighbor, and that is to plant near his boundary to weaken his ground. Ashagavl Rishonim, that the original ones had already marked out. That is like the measurement of the ones who came first. And who are the ones who came first before Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael? These were the Amoraim and the Chivoyim, that they were very proficient in the workings of the earth. As we find by the Bnei Seir, as the Gemara says, that the boundaries that the original ones had made, don't push those boundaries further. In other words, because they said if you're going to plant too close to the other one's field, it's going to ruin their crop because they're going to be nourishing from the same earth. And that is that they knew the distance of how far a plant nourishes. And that's where the Chacham got it from. As the Pasuk says, my Gavli Rishayim, what was these boundaries that the original ones had made before the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael? Amar Shmuel ben Nachmina, Amar B'yoynesim. Except like it says in the pasuk, Elu v'nei Seir ha-Chayri Yeshri Arts, that these were the children of Seir, the Chayri that dwelled in the land in Eretz Yisrael. These are the ones who were there before Klai Yisrael. These were the Rishayim. They were the first ones there. So the question is, Atu Kuliyama Yeshri in the Rikiyaninu? What does it mean? They are the ones who dwelled on land. What, and everyone else dwelled in the heavens? What does it mean they were the ones who dwelled on earth? Ella, rather, what it means is that the B'nai Seir, the Chayri War, Shayi Bikiyin Bi Yeshuva Shal Arts, they were proficient in their understanding in the settling of the land. Shehayu Aimrim, they were used to say as follows. They knew everything to a T. Maloi Konaze Lazais, that a rod's length, which was the measurement that they used to use to measure the earth and its dimensions, they would say this amount of earth is good for planting olives. And Maloi Konaze Ligfanim, and the rod's length of this earth is good for planting grapevines. Maloi Konaze Lataenim, and this rod's length of earth is good for planting figs. And that is that they knew how to differentiate the earth between different rods length with their smelling of it, their tasting of it, to know where's a good place to plant olives, where's a good place to plant figs. And therefore, they were very proficient in the measurements of how much each one nourished from the other. And that's where the Chacham got it from. That's why they know it. And that's how they knew that five seeds in six tvachim will not be nourishing one from the other. What does it mean that they were the Chayri v'Chayri? Shemerichim Esar, it's the same idea that they used to smell the earth. And that's if you turn around the word and you darshan it, they take chayri and turn it backwards into reyach, that's that used to smell it. And v'chivi, what does it mean chivi? And Tosfos explains that by the B'nai Seir, there's a pasuk in Bereishis Lamed Vav that says batziva and hachivi, that the B'nai Seir were called chivi. Amar Papa, the same concept, that they used to taste the earth like a snake. And that is, they used to taste it to see where the soil is good for. Like a snake, that anything a snake eats is earth, that's his food. So that's the same idea. By smelling the earth, that's chayri. And by tasting the earth, they knew what this is good for, what type of a plant, what type of a food. They knew it very well, and they gave this over to the chacham. They were the rishonim, asher gavlo, and that we shouldn't push that boundary, because they knew that you're going to be encroaching on the other person's nourishing for his plants, for his food. A different interpretation of chayri is Rav Acha b'Yakov, a chayri shenasu b'nei chayri menachsein. Chayri is from the terminology of free, that they became free men from their properties, that is, their inheritance was taken away from them, and they didn't have to work their land anymore, like it says, b'nei Esav Yishrim, that the children of Esav inherited their lands from the b'nei Seir. That's what means they were chayri, that they became free, so to speak, from their lands. So now the Gemara goes back to explain the Mishnah, the exact measurements of the dimensions that we spoke about, that you could plant five different seeds within these six tefachim squared of the garden patch. So Amar Vasi, Aruga, this that we talk about the patch, Toicha Vav Chutz Migvula. The internal area has to be six tefachim squared, excluding the borders around the patch. And that is, the patch that we spoke about in the Mishnah, it itself has to be six tefachim squared besides the boundaries around it. Because they used to put around the garden patch an area around it that you can walk over there, so that you could be able to water the plants that were growing there. And Rav Ashi is telling us that you shouldn't say that the garden patch, that we're saying you could plant five seeds within that area, that it was talking about six tefachim squared with the area of where they used to walk around it. And that is, they used to leave a tefach on each side open that you could walk there. That type of a garden patch would only leave four tefachim now, if you used up each one, the tefach on each side, and that would leave an internal area of only four tefachim squared. So then you would only have between the middle one and the perimeter walls only two tefachim, and that's not enough. As we said, because each plant, each seed goes up to a tefach and a half, therefore you need to have between the middle one and the perimeter walls three tefachim, that it shouldn't mix with the nourishment, and therefore it has to be, again, the six tefachim squared without the boundaries, and that is, you'll have eight tefachim squared, including the boundaries. So now the Gemara says, Tanam Hoch is similar in the Braisa, so the same idea, that Aruga Teicha Shisha, the internal area of the garden patch, has to be six tefachim squared. Now the Gemara asks a different question. Gvuleo Bekama. What are the dimensions for the boundaries? In other words, how wide does the garden patch have to be with the different halachas pertaining to it, that it should have a halachic status of a garden patch for all practical purposes? As the Gemara says later on, that there's a certain heter, when, for example, what's called Rosh Toyerek, when another garden patch goes into this patch, that we say, since we could tell it's from a different one, that it's going to be mutter, that's only when it has a certain measurement that we view it as a separate patch, and that it won't be considered a mixture of climb of different types coming together, that we only has the kulois of a sadeh if it has certain dimensions. What are these dimensions that's necessary for it to be considered a patch on its own, and not that it's just some random seeds that are being planted, that it won't have certain kulis, as we'll learn later on. Kidnan, as we learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, roichiv kemalei roichiv parsa, that the width has to be the full width of a soul. That is, the area around the field, around the patch, has to have, like we spoke about the boundaries where they went to water the patch, has to have the width of a soul. And if it has that area around the field and the thickness of a soul, that will make it designated as its own patch. And then it will have certain leniencies that apply, for example, the halacha of Rosh Toyerek, that when another one comes into it, since we view it as coming from a different field, that's one patch, although it's coming into it, we'll say that that won't be a problem of climb. But if it won't have this area around it of the thickness of a sole of a foot, then we'll say that we just view this as some random plantings. It's not its own patch. And therefore, if another one comes into it, then we'll view it as a taruvais, as an admixture of different types of things. What is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda that it says that what makes it separate is if the patch has, the garden patch has around it, the area of the width of a sole of a foot? So he says, like it says, the pasuk in Devarim, v'hishkisa baraglecha kigan hayarek, that you will water on your feet like the vegetable garden. That is, the pasuk is saying that you're going to have to carry on your shoulders the water and to go with your feet around the patch to go ahead and water it. Why does the pasuk have to say v'hishkisa baraglecha, that you will water it on your feet? And that's coming to tell you that the place that you're going around to water it has to be like the measurement of a foot. as the Gemara says, Ma regel tefach, avgul nami tefach, just like the width of a sole of a foot is a tefach, so to the boundary has to be the width of a tefach, and then if it has that external area around the perimeter for the walking to that you could plant, that you could water it, then that will designate it as its own unique aruga, its own field, and thereby having certain kulas that only apply to fields and not separate seedlings just planted around. Another dimension for the, another hagdara in the halachas of a aruga, of a patch, amarav, aruga b'chur b'shanin. This halacha that we spoke about in the Mishnah, that you could plant five different seeds in the area of six tefachim squared, is only by a patch that was in a barren area. And that is, our Mishnah was talking about that you could plant these five seeds in the six tefachim squared, was that there's no other patches around it at all. And that is because we only told you that you can plant the seed in the middle, and you have the seeds around it. And that's because we said that it has to have a distance of three tefachim from each seed that's being planted. And however, we said by the four areas, the walls of the perimeter, there we said that since you could tell that's different directions, there you don't have a problem. And the reason is because if you had fields around it, if you had all these types of patches that had the four walls of the perimeter one type and the middle another type, if you had them, let's say picture nine fields and there's the middle one surrounded by all these different fields, what happens is that we said that each field has a tefach worth on the side where you go ahead and you plant it and that you can water around it. So now each one is having a tefach, so this one has a tefach, this one has a tefach, so now you only have two tefachim separating the plants on this wall of the perimeter and this wall of the perimeter, that's only two tefachim separating, you need to have three tefachim separating. So therefore Rav says that we only said this halacha of aruga, that you could have this type of setup only if it's in a barren area, but if it's having all these different areas in one plantation, all these different patches, that would be a problem. Because again, you're not going to have more than two tefachim separating the different patches one from the other. But then the Gemara asks, but you have the area of the corners. In other words, what was bothering Rav that he had to say that we're not talking about that this is one patch amongst many patches and that you could do it all in this formation, that it shouldn't be surrounded and that you're planting in the middle and all four sides of the walls of the perimeter. What's the problem? You have in every patch, you have the area of the corner. And you could say that then you're going to pull away a little bit from each edge to leave itself an area. Let's say you have this middle field and you have the ones around it. So now, if you're saying that there's a problem, it looks like that this one is going into this one because only two tefachim separating, so pull back a tefach or pull back a tefach here. And then you're going to have three tefachim separating. And here also, the areas of the corners are not going, if you just take out those corners, then you could do this whole thing. You could have these four on the walls of the perimeter, the one in the middle, and you could have nine fields and the all surrounding this one field in the middle, because any area you're going to have this, if you pull back a tefach from the corner, you're going to have a separation of three tefachim. So what's the problem? Why did Rav have to say we're talking about an area that's not surrounded by any other fields? That's the Gemara says, Amei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, B'memal has a kronos. Because we're talking about a case, Rav establishes the case the Mishnah is talking about, that you filled up the corners of that direction. For example, on the northern one, you went from east to west. Similarly, on the southern one, you went from east to west. However, the eastern one and the west one, there you left some space, and that is because if it went all the way to the edge, then you would have a problem, because then it would be totally mixed into the other direction where it meets on the corner. So you pull back a little bit, so then therefore the east and the west didn't go all the way, so you had space over there between that and the other direction. But the reason why he's saying to my case is that it filled up all the way. Since it filled up the whole corner, now the next field also goes up to the corner, then you're going to have only two tefachim. That's going to be the problem. That's why he couldn't say that talking about a patch amongst many patches. Again, because two of the directions filled up their corners, and it's only the other directions of the perimeter that only had, that they kept away a space that it shouldn't be mixed together. And since it went the whole thing, then it's going to only have two tefachim separating, because we're not talking about that you pulled back. But in that, the Gemara asks, again, why did Rav have to assume that? Let them plant outside. Let them have all these many patches and don't fill up the inside. In other words, why is he saying that the case of the Mishnah is talking about? What pushed him to say that? That we're talking about a patch that's in that the rest is barren, that it's only this one field. Why don't you say that each one left the corners open? And therefore, since each one left a little bit of the corner open, so the four sides of the perimeter are good because they don't meet, and you can tell the different directions. And moreover, now for the other walls going, each one going north and south, or east and west, now the next field are having those three tefachim of separation. So therefore, what's the problem? You're not going to have the anika, and therefore you should be able to say it's even talking about by many patches. And that the Gemara says, we continue on to Amid Beis, Gzeri Shemi Yimalei Zekronos. Rav was concerned, and this was how he interpreted the Mishnah, that the Rabbanim made a decree because you might fill up the corners. You might actually do it that type of case. And then you're going to plant in the patch that's next to it, that's on the boundary bordering that direction. And now, when you since you're filling up the middle patch, and now you won't think about, now that you have a problem of this other patch coming next to it and only having two tefachim of separation, since we were concerned that you might actually fill up the whole row and not pull back a little bit and not to fill up the corners, since you might do that and then you're going to have all these other patches, then you're going to have this problem of two tefachim. That's why we said this hetzer was only said that only when it's one patch in a barren area. But if it has many patches, then we didn't allow you to do this mahalach of having these five seeds in the six tefachim squared, because you might fill up the corner, and again, then you're going to have that problem. But then the Gemara asks on this, V'lo yehei ela roish tur yerek, as we mentioned this heter before, that let it be only what's called the corner of the furrow, which literally this means the head of a diagonal line. That is, as the Gemara brings milotzna, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Let's say the edge of one field, and the reason why it's called Rosh Tur is because generally the way their fields used to go is that they used to get shorter as it went, ended up coming on a diagonal as like a triangle, and they got, that's how it ended. And now that triangle went into another field. So it says if it went into another field like the shape of a triangle, that's mutter. It's not a problem of Kalai. Nishanir Seif said you could tell that's the edge of a different field, and we don't consider it mixed together. And therefore, even if you fill up a whole field and then another one of the other one is coming into it, since we could tell there's a differentiation, therefore there's no problem. So the question that the Gemara is asking here, this should also be considered like the heta of Rosh Tur Yerek that's coming from a different field, coming into this field, as because we could tell that it's different types of patches. So what do we care? Since we have this heker, and we're not really concerned about yinika, about nourishing one from the other, because like we said before on the previous stuff, that we're only concerned about yinika, about nourishing, when you can't tell, like the middle one has to be separate from the perimeters because there it's all different directions. But when they're different directions, for example, these two walls of the perimeter, we could tell they're different. It doesn't need three tefachim. Here also, when they're different patches, we don't need the three tefachim. So why isn't it just like Rosh Tuyek when it comes into the other field, since we could tell it's coming from a different field? We're not concerned about climb here also. And that the Gemara says, Ein Rosh Tur Baruga, we don't have the heter of the edge of the diagonal line by a garden patch. And that is, this heter of the edge of a field coming and the diagonal into another one was not said from one garden patch to another garden patch. It was only said from a large field into a garden patch, or from a garden patch into a large field, or from one large field into another large field. But when it's only two garden patches, there's not such a differentiation. And they really seem like the same thing because they're not so big and unique on their own. Therefore, since they're not considered separate, we didn't say that Heta Brush Triyarek. And therefore, the same thing would apply when you have different patches and they're only two tefachim away, that we don't view them as separate. And therefore, we are concerned that it has to be three tefachim away, that it shouldn't be considered like that has unique together because you don't have the heker. And therefore, Rav said it has to be talking about that it's totally barren because you might fill up the corners and then again, you're stuck with just two tefachim. However, the Gemara brings an Amar that argues on Rav. Ushmul Amar, Aruga Ben Aruga Shalanu. No, we were talking about a patch in the Mishnah, amongst other garden patches. But then the question is, then they're mixing one from the other, that is the branches of this patch get mixed with the branches of the other patch on the top, because there's only the separation of two tefachim of the boundaries that we said, that each boundary has a tefach to be able to water, and we said two tefachim is not enough. And that the Gemara says, that Shmuel says, when you draw a row this way and a row this way, which is the same concept that we said before when in the questioning of Rav, that is that you don't fill up the corners. I mean, you pull back a little bit here, you pull back a little bit here, so then you pull back a tefach, and therefore you have three tefachim between the two different patches. And therefore, when that's not going to be a problem anymore because now the branches are not going to connect because they're three tefachim away. And that is, that Shmuel is not concerned with the gzeira of Rav. That is, Rav said, yeah, I understand the type of case that to allow the patches around it because you're going to have three tefachim, but you might come to fill up the corners. And that Shmuel says, no, we're not concerned about that. I'm not concerned that you might do that. Since you could do it this way of pulling back, that's the case as Torah, and there could be a patch among many different patches. Now the Gemara continues with a question related to this topic. Amar Ula. Boyim Amarava, they asked this following question in Eretz Yisrael. Hifkia telem echad al panei kulamahu. If a furrow tore open across the entire patch, what's the halacha? And that is, if let's say one of the seeds that he planted in the north, he planted all the way through the field, through the patch, all the way down to the south, through the middle, and he planted it from one type or from a six type. The question is, does that now totally destroy the whole halacha of the different rows of the patch, which allowed these five different types, because now they're totally separate? Or do you say that this one patch, that it's this one row that ripped through didn't destroy it. It's still considered that you could have these five different types in the area of six tefachim squared. Do we say that this one, let's say one black sheep, ruined it all now because now we see it as mixed? Or we say no, that this one patch will not ruin it for the rest of the field? On that, the Gemara brings two different opinions. I'm Rav Sheshes. Bo irviv ubitlas ashura. The intermingling of this one strip that ripped through the middle from the north to the south annuls the order. And therefore, it's going to be awesome because now we see it all mixed together, and therefore, you can't have anything planted there. Rav Asi Amar, no, eini ruvim batlas shura. This intermingling doesn't destroy the whole row, and that is the rest are mutter because they are separated in spite of the fact that this one strip they ripped through. And that the Gemara brings Esvei Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina asked, according to Rav Ashi, that said that it's mutter, that it's not a problem with this one strip ripping through. But we learned the Mishnah regarding climb. If someone plants two rows of melons, and right near those two rows of melons, shtei shurah shel diluin, he plants two rows of garuts. And then shtei shurah shel pula mitzri, then he plants two rows of the Egyptian bean. Then the halacha is mutter. There's no problem of climb over there. And that is because two rows is considered distinct. It's considered chashiv to be considered its own field. And therefore there's a hecker, there's a differentiation between each different type that we see them on their own. Here's two, here's two, here's two, we see it as separate. However, shura achas shel kishun, if it's one row of cucumbers, the shura achas shel diluin and one row of guards, the shura achas shel pulam mitzri and one row of Egyptian min, then it would be aser. Then it's a problem, and that's because that's considered intermingling. You don't see it as separate as its own field when it's just one row. So the question is, from here you see that one row is considered intermingling, that it is a problem. So how can you say that when you have the one row ripping through, that's not a problem of intermingling? And that the Gemara says, shani hacha d'ikar shracha. Here it's different because you have entanglement. That is, here the case was talking about that the branches are very long and they get mixed up from on top. So therefore you could see them as intermingling all one with the other. However, regularly, one row will not be considered a problem of climb. And that's the case that I said, Rav Ashi is saying, that one row ripping in is not going to asa. There when you have one row of the Egyptian bean and the guard, there's because their branches are very large and then they're going to be mixing together. That's why the one row will be a problem of climb, but generally it's not. So Amr of Kanam of Yechanan says an interesting statement. Haretzu lamalas kol genasa yarek. Whoever wants to fill up his whole garden with vegetables, that is, he wants to get everything out of it, and he wants to plant all different types of seeds in the garden. Generally, you have to leave space because of climb. What you can do is the following. Uysaruga, you make a patch. It means you make all your patches like this. Shisha shisha, you make it six tefachim squared. And then you make a circle within that six tefachim square, an area of five tefachim. And then you can fill up the corners with whatever you want. That is, you make in every row, you take out, you circle an area of five tefachim, and you plant in that circle one type. And now there's a hacker regarding the other areas that you don't have to separate between one patch and the other. And that is, you could plant in the half a tefach that surrounds the patch from all different types. And that's because every corner now, for example, of that six tefachim squared that you circled around, all around, you could plant every different thing because it's totally separated from the rest of this corner, separate from that corner, this corner from that corner, because you have the circle and now you're left over with the corners. They're all distinct. And therefore, you could plant whatever you want over there. And then the same thing goes for the next six tefachim squared because you see it as totally separate. Then the Gemara asks, how could it be that you fill up your whole entire field with all different types of vegetables? But you have the area between the different patches. That these are the what we call the gvuli aruga, the boundaries of the patch that we said before. That when you have a patch six tefachim squared, that's besides the boundaries around it to make it eight tefachim squared. And these are the boundaries that they would go around to be able to water the fields. The problem is, if those boundaries yourself, you're saying you could plant the entire field with all different types, that's going to connect the squared of all the different patches. Now it's going to be all mixed together because those are two different types. And if you're planting the boundaries too, so now they're really connected. How can you do that? And that the Gemara says, Amar de Berabiane, when he says you could plant the entire field, was talking about b'machrev bein b'naim, that you are leaving the boundaries of each patch, you're leaving that fallow, you're leaving that open, and that you didn't plant. And this, the Rabbi Yochanan says, you could fill up your whole entire field. It wasn't necessarily to fill up your entire field. Rather, it meant to say that every patch could be filled up. And that is even the corners, everything you can fill up with different types, besides the boundaries, that area you have to leave fallow, because or else it's going to be connected with the other patch. That's one pshat. Gemara gives a different pshat that you could even fill up the boundaries around the patch. How is that? Rav Ashi Amar, im hoyu zruin shasi, if the field, the patch itself was planted vertical, then zerin oriv, then you plant the boundary horizontal. Oriv zerin shasi, and if it was planted horizontal, then you planted shasi, then you planted vertical, and that way you don't have a problem because if the perimeter of the patches was one way, now you planted a different direction, so then you could tell, and there is a separation between the patches and the boundaries and the next patches, because it's a different direction. That's enough of a hecker, just like we said that when you have the corners isolated because you made one thing as a circle, as long as there's an isolation, you see that a hecker as separate, it's not a problem. That's the main criteria that we said it has to be for the client, that we could tell that they're different, and therefore that's a way out of it. But Ravina asked on Ravashi this interpretation of saying that you could plant even the boundaries. We learned avoidas yerek b'yerek acha, regarding the work area of one vegetable in relation to another vegetable. That is regarding, like we said, this halacha of our Mishnah with the five different seeds. That is an area of shish tvachim. That's within the area of six tvachim squared. That's how far each one has to be from each other. V'roinas, and when we see them, we continue on to the top of Pei Vav Amud Aleph, ketavla miravas, as a square board. So obviously we see that a circle is not considered a patch. It has to be a square board. It has to be an area that's squared. As the Gemara says, "Ketavluhu d'shari." We only permitted it if it's a squared area. Halav hachias, but if now it'd be us, is how are we giving this interpretation of saying that you make it as a circle and that's the way that you're going to fill up your entire field, and you're telling me you could even fill up even the boundaries by doing shasi v'erev, doing it different directions, but it's not true. We see that doing a circle is not good enough to qualify it as a patch. It has to be a square, and that's the area of six tvachim squared, or else we didn't give this hetzer. And that he answers, hasim over there, that we required it to be squared, that was for a different halacha. That was for it to be considered a sada, a field. And that's la kula ba kula achrin, to give it a different leniency. That's, as we mentioned before, la hater roish tur hayetzimene, that's to permit the edge of the corner of the diagonal that comes out of it and goes into a different field. That we said was only by a sada, only by a field. And that is, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yechanan that said before that there's no roish tur in aruga. He says, even in aruga, if we want to consider it a complete patch for the kula of even roish tur, that would only be if it's squared. But if it's circled, then it wouldn't have that hater of ending in the diagonal. It's only if it has the dimension of six tefachim squared. Unlike Rabbi Yochanan, who said that that's only by a sada, a large field, and not by a patch. Or Rashi says, you could even say, holds like Rabbi Yochanan, but that's only from one patch to another patch. But from a field to a patch, there would apply the heter of Reish Tur, and therefore that's what we're saying, that it has to be six tefachim squared for it to be considered for the heter of Reish Tur, that another field coming into it, it has to be only for six tefachim squared. But if it'd be a circle, then it would not be applicable for this heter of Reish Tur. However, for the halacha of this heter of five seeds in the area of six tefachim squared, then it doesn't have to be squared. You could even have it, as we described it, as a circle. That would make it applicable, again, to having the separations of the different walls of the perimeter and of the center one, to have that amount inside of it.